This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, thereelside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. Let your friends, loved ones, unloved ones know about the show. Seriously. Bring them on in. Yes. All right. For some of you who don't at the top of the hour, the show resets. I can't do that. That has to do with the cosmic waves and the atmosphere and all that happy stuff. It just resets at the top of the hour. All you gotta do is like hit F5 on your computer, restart your machine, turn the radio back on. I don't even know. I can't tell you how it all works. Only some of it. But anyhow, if it's worth seeing, it's worth doing a little tweaking. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, there you go. So anyway, you're all listening to Real Sight. I want to hop on this. This is one of those things where the other night we did, and if you missed it, you missed a good one. Yeah, the one good one I did all week. Obama's greatest hits. You gotta go back and get that. That was so enjoyable. I had so many people tell me they really enjoyed that. So go ahead and grab Obama's Greatest Hits. I think you really will like it. And now let's do a few of some of the things going on with Hillary and what the mainstream media refuses to tell you about her. Which I don't get. Well, okay, that was stupid. I really almost went down like a majorly ignorant road or line of conversation. I'm sorry. I apologize up front. Now, one of the most surprising things about a book that recently came out is a number of stunning facts that the media just totally decides to ignore. We got a lot of good stuff coming up on the show, a lot of good interviews that we recently did that I haven't played yet. Now, there's a dozen facts or so that mainstream media say are true, verified. But they don't go anywhere with them. We're going to have one of the writers of the book, Clinton Cash, on next week. And they talk a lot about what went down or in the book. He talks a lot about where the money came from, how it gets here, and all of that. Where our government can't seem to find anything. You know, the FBI got... On me, they would find everything. They would tell you how many pieces of toilet paper I used last time I went to the bathroom. On Hillary, they could find it, but they don't want to do anything with it. That's kind of how it works out, right? Now, what we're finding out now is that this is confirmed. This isn't a guess, if you would. This is confirmed that the Hillary Foundation hid $2.35 million in foreign donations from the head of the Russian government's uranium company that had business before Hillary Clinton's State Department. But she'll tell you it didn't do anything to influence her decision, nothing. Now, this is the New York Times, not actually right-wing friendly. Said that Hillary violated the memorandum of understanding that she signed She promised the Obama administration to disclose. But see, they don't have any guidelines. No, I mean, look at what they've done. The Obama administration doesn't have any rules or guidelines or anything along those lines. So even when you sign something that says, I promise not to, they do it anyway. Like recently, where President Obama saying the reason he had to send cash over there, the $400 million in cash. Yeah, the reason he had to do that, right, is because we couldn't wire money to them and we couldn't drop a check off with them. But apparently we did both over the next coming weeks. You talk about a dirty, lying, untruthful, not transparent administration. They take the cake. The Obama administration definitely takes the cake. Clinton Cash reveals Ian Telfer, the foreign head of the Russian-owned uranium company, Uranium One, which Hillary Clinton approved to acquire U.S. uranium made for individual hidden donations to the Clinton Foundation totaling $2.35 million. Funny enough, none of those showed up on the Clinton Foundation's reporting back to the government. Did she get slapped? Fine. Anybody know? Can anybody send me if she got a slap or a fine or anything to do along there? Nothing. Not even a nasty letter from Oblamo. Another mere fact that was confirmed is Bill Clinton bagged $500,000 for a speech in Moscow paid for by the Kremlin. Yeah, they did it through a bank, but they paid for it nonetheless. Again, this was confirmed by the New Yorker, not a right-wing, hardcore conservative newspaper by any stretch of the imagination, right? Now, Clinton Cash claimed that Bill Clinton made $500,000 for a Moscow speech that was paid for by a Russian investment bank that had ties to the Kremlin. This happened right about the time of the Uranium One deal. Funny how he went from $50,000, $100,000, $125,000 a speech, all the way up to $500,000. Man, I'd like to get $5,000. How about this? I'd like to get $500 for a speech. That would make me very happy. So, yes, as somebody said in the chat room, yeah, I think Obama's foundation has already been started. I'm not sure. Probably, huh? Yeah, I know. I caught the funny. Bill Clinton's taking any money. Why would Bill Clinton take any money from a bank linked to the Kremlin while his wife was Secretary of State? Because they believe they can get away with anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. I'm Joe Bissing, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. All with one breath. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots on happening up there, too. We're talking a little bit here about the... Anybody can call an 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you don't know how to use a phone. You know what? All right, and I'm not picking on people in the chat room, but I say the phone number half a dozen times. I put it out on tweets. I put it out on Facebook. I put it out. It's on the front page of Facebook. It's on the website. And then I get emails. What's the phone number? And in stereotypical Joe, the flashback is, sorry, apparently you don't have an IQ high enough to call the show. Right? There is no... And I'm not trying to be mean, but really? How do you find your toothbrush in the morning? I don't know. I'm sure there's no signs that say toothbrush hair. We get them all over the place. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can email me. That's another way you can get it. A dozen ways to connect with the show. Anyhow, we were going over the list of what mainstream media has been able to verify when it comes to the Clintons, how they have taken advantage of the system, how much money they got from all the wrong people, and mainstream media, as far as a publisher, they'll confirm something, and then they walk away from it. They back away from it. They do nothing with it. It's been confirmed that Hillary's brother sits on the board of a mining company that scored an extremely rare gold exploitation permit that came in Haiti as Hillary and Bill Clinton dispersed billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars in Haiti. Not foundation money that they collected for Haiti. No, U.S. money that they took from you for Haiti. Now, the Washington Post confirms the accuracy of Clinton's cash revelation that Hillary Clinton's brother, Tony Rodham, serves on the board of a mining company that scored a coveted and lucrative gold exportation permit in Haiti as then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were doling out billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer dollars in the wake of the Haitian earthquake. According to the Post, Rodham's mining company won one of the first, are you listening? One of the first two gold mining permits the Haitian government had issued in more than 50 years. Right? Now, the Hillary's Foundation hid a foreign donation of 2 million shares. 2 million shares of stock by a mining executive. This has been confirmed again by some left-wing, over-the-top, out-of-control... No, the Wall Street Journal has confirmed, based on what, you know, I mean, the book, Clinton Cash, calls all these things out. All right, and again, this was a clear violation of an agreement she made. The book revelation that another foreign donation, one by Canadian mining executive Stephen Detels, made a hidden donation of 2 million shares. Now, the transparency of these people is just amazing, isn't it? They made a hidden donation of 2 million shares in Polo Resources that the Clinton Foundation chose not to disclose in violation of the Memorandum of Understanding the Clintons signed with the Obama administration. Just because they signed, you know, they have never been people of their word. They have never been people of integrity. Why in God's creation? Help me understand for real, why would we trust they would do the right thing now? Anybody? Just curious. Anyway, and then 2 months later, the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh pushed the energy advisor to that nation's prime minister to allow open pit mining, including the, Pulbari mines, where Polo Resources had a stake. Also confirmed was Hillary's approval of the Russian takeover of the Uranium One transfer, 20% of all U.S. uranium, to the Russian government. Isn't that good? Isn't that cool? The New York Times confirms the sale gave the Russians control of one-fifth of all uranium produced, or I'm sorry, one-fifth of all uranium production capacity in the United States. Which, until Hillary came around, was just about unheard of. We didn't do all this with other countries, especially countries like Russia. Times also verified the books reporting that Hillary's uranium transfer to Russia represented at the time a projected 50% of all U.S. uranium output at the time. Then this is the one that recently has been getting a lot of heat around. Clinton was paid by a for-profit education company The company's called Laureate, while the company benefited from an increase in funding from Hillary's State Department. So that works out well, right? So let's get, you know, they'll get a couple million dollars in on one end and just pay Bill $500,000 on the other. Now, again, as reported in Clinton Cash, Bloomberg has confirmed that Bill Clinton was paid by the Laureate International University as part of Laureate Education, Inc. Now, he resigned from it when Mrs. Clinton, what did she do? When Mrs. Clinton said that she was running for president, when she announced her candidacy, that's when he finally resigned. So you have story after story after story that's been confirmed by some of these newspapers, some of these, I won't say left-wing, but definitely left-loving newspapers, right? And printed magazines, Bloomberg being one of them. Right. The Bloomberg Examiner confirmed that in 2009, the year before Bill Clinton joined Laureate, they received 11 grants worth $9 million from the State Department. The group received 14 grants worth $15.1 million in 2011. 13 grants added up to $14.6 million the following year, and those numbers jumped. They received a total of 21 grants worth $25 million, including a direct grant from, that's right, the State Department. Okay. Now, the company, well, nor the company or Clinton's, will release how much money Bill was paid to do those speeches. This is your president. This is the woman that wants to be your president. After the Obama guy, who also did a crappy job in transparency. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I'm singing nothing. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. I don't care if you watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million things you can do up on the website to be involved, as they say, in the conversation. And I've been going through the list, and I'm bored to death with it, but that's beside the point. Because, you know, when you already know about this stuff, when you've been dealing with it forever and you already know about it, there's not much you can do that makes it exciting. And the mainstream media has confirmed, I mean, over and over and over again, the story we're doing now, it's not a brand new story. It's not from this month, but it's so it lines up with what you're seeing happening. Mrs. Clinton has been involved in this garbage forever. And nobody seems to care about it. I mean, we do, because we see how important it is. She's got absolutely no integrity. We know that. This is nothing new for us. But she's got absolutely no integrity, and nobody seems to care about it. Nobody seems to think it's a big deal. Now, she's been lying to us all this time about, you know, the money with her the foundation. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Thank you. The money with the foundation, hiding all this money from us, from the newspapers and from the American people as a whole. And she refuses to, you know, they won't list, in some cases, why not all of them or none of them or whatever? Why are they pick and choosing which ones to divulge as to what Bill got paid for giving speeches to what countries, what organizations? Why do you think that is? Right? Please tell me. Or don't tell me that you think it's just a mistake, because it's not a mistake. They're refusing to do it. And we're not talking about, again, we're not talking about the Fox News or any of those. We're talking about the New York Times. Right? The New Yorker. The Washington Post. The Wall Street Journal. Bloomberg, CBS News, when they're confirming these articles, Reuters, whatever their name is, when they're confirming these things, you've got a leg to stand on. You know, Billy Boy's making good. They have made hundreds of millions of dollars since they left the White House. They have no business. They have no real investment to speak of. The only investment they have is her prior jobs, her maybe future job, and Bill running around running his mouth. Thank you for that, Dave Reuters. So the CBS has confirmed that author Peter Schweitzer is working on similar investigations into the GOP presidential candidates, a few of them. Eventually, I guess they'll come out. Now, Bill Clinton delivered numerous speeches paid for by individuals and corporations with pending business before Hillary's State Department. ABC confirmed that. Right, so Clinton Cash has reported that many businesses and individuals paid Bill to deliver speeches, even as their companies had business in front of the Secretary of State. Now, records supported the premise that the former President Clinton accepted speaking fees from numerous companies and individuals with interest pending before the State Department. And then, this is the last one I'll do, because this is making me nuts. Because nobody's going to do anything about it. We already know this. We've lost control of the government. You know, just figure that out. We have a chance to get it back, but we've actually lost control of the government. Bill Clinton, this is a shock, really. Bill Clinton lied about hosting the meeting with Frank Gustra and and Kazaa nuclear officials at Clinton's home in Chappaqua. Bill Clinton lied. Is anybody surprised? Now, this comes from the New York Times Pulitzer Prize winner, Joe Becker. He's a reporter there. In a one-hour Fox News television special on Clinton Cash, Bill Clinton lied when he was questioned about whether Clinton Gutierrez and an executive from the Kazaa-owned nuclear company ever met in Clinton's home. When I first contacted both the Clinton Foundation's Mr. Clinton spokesman and Ms. Gustra, then denied that they ever had a meeting there. Becker then said, and then when we told them, well, we already talked to the head of the Kazatomprom, who not only told us all about the meeting, but actually had a picture of him and Bill and the home in Chappaqua. This is what I keep telling you. They can't find the truth with both hands. If truth was a meteor, it fell out of the sky and cracked his skull, he had to get stitches and the thing was laying next to him in bed in the hospital, he wouldn't know where to find it. Come on. Just say, yeah, I met the guy. Yeah, he was at the house. Yeah, we talked. I don't even know where to go with this. This is so irritating that they can get away with this. That the Dems don't see this as a problem. The Hillary Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Group, the Clinton Campaign, whatever you want to call them, they can't seem to be able to find the truth with both hands. They don't see any value in the truth, obviously. Am I wrong? They can't seem to tell it, or don't want to. They probably don't want it. They don't want to tell it, do they? Right? They're afraid of what might come out. They don't want to tell it. My God, if this is the way, God forbid she wins, and this is the way she runs it, we'll never know what's going on. Until it's too late, till you get pulled over to tell you guns aren't legal anymore. I don't know if you guys heard this, that she was on the Jimmy Kimmel show a few weeks, was it even a couple days ago, right? Something like that. And, because we watched Jimmy Kimmel so much, we would know that. So anyway, she's on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And I don't know, what did she do? She tried to open up a bottle of pickles or something. Everybody thought that was such a big deal. I still don't get any of that. That's just me, though. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer most of the time. And why that is entertainment, I don't know. You know, her husband got on there, and at least he was able to play the saxophone. You know what I mean? So anyhow. So Kimmel got some bad news the other night. After having her on as a guest, now you would think it would, like, shatter the ratings, right? That it would be a bit really, 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 really big deal. But the according to the Washington Examiner, an appearance by President nominee Hillary Clinton on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC got apocalyptically low and poor ratings. Now, Clinton's pandering on what was supposed to be her natural constituency failed spectacularly. Think about it. She's on the show. Her husband was on the show. That was a big deal back in his day. She's got to feel like she's playing second fiddle to him. She has to. She can't seem to hit the numbers he used to hit. She can't seem to get the enthusiasm. I mean, even the Dems I've spoken with, they're going to hold their nose in. The ones that are voting for her are going to hold their nose and vote for her. They know what she is. They just hate the Republicans. In comparison, NBC Late Night with Seth Meyers tied in the ratings despite starting an hour later. Right? So here's a guy that starts later. Did okay. Now, Monday's Late Night guests were Henry Winkler of Happy Days fame and actress Grace Gummer. So think about this. Henry Winkler did better than Hillary Clinton. I don't even know if most young people even know who he is anymore. I mean, really, look at your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, and say, do you know who Henry Winkler is? They're going to go, no. Say, do you know who the Fonz is? Most of them are going to say, no. Anyway, Kimmel's zero. Ready for this one? He had a 0.4 rating, which is unheard of for him. So 0.4 rating with Clinton, and he lost to Nick at Night's rerun of Friends. This program was off the air. Been off the air for 10 years. So he, and come on, let's be honest about this. If it's been off the air for 10 years, and it's a rerun of Friends, it's probably been rerun a dozen times. She couldn't beat that. Well, I know she could beat Trump. I mean, Trump could beat her. Whoa. That was bad. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Only on Fridays. Seems like that's the Friday night music. What can I tell you? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're always listening. You are listening. You better always be listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you to get involved. I do want you to make sure that you have a clue. Hey, I do the best I can to pull the information together for you. But I don't always do it well. I'll put it that way. How's that? So, let me see. What do I got here that I wanted to share with you? I got another story I want to share with you. But this one came up a few minutes ago. Some of you get those weekly emails from me. Some of them have, you can buy stuff online from us. So apparently, Liberty Alliance, which is the group that I'm affiliated with, they were listed on the LGBTQ Nation. Okay, they came up there. And they came up because we have a little pin that we sell. It's the Christian picture of a fish with an American flag in it. And a couple of stars and that kind of thing. Now, where the reporter got this information, this is why I think that there's something wrong with some of them between the years. You know what I'm saying? The title of the article is "Right Wing Nut Christians Think the Fish Will Stop the LGBTQ Progressives." Because that's exactly what we think. We think if you wear that fish, the progressives will look. Remember the old vampire movies where the vampire would see the cross and he'd cringe and pull back and all that? That's what we figure with the fish, right? So when we walk by an LGBTQ person and we have the fish on, you'll go ahead and cringe and pull back and do all that stuff. God. So apparently, let me read this article to you. You'll get a kick out of this because I don't talk about fairy tales. This is why I can't believe very little of what they say. I don't know where they get their information. They pull it out of nowhere. They say Matt Barber, who's the extremist anti-gay Christian, who once denounced icon Harvey Milk as evil. Harvey Milk was evil. I've had this discussion a million times. And let's forget the fact that he was gay. Okay, this is not what the evil is about. He, a grown man, slept with 16-year-old boys. He had sex. Today, we call that pedophilia. And I've said this a million times, and I'll say it again. I'm tired of hearing, well, you know, they need heroes. The LGBTQ community needs heroes. If Harvey Milk is the best you can do, then you're damned. You're done. I am sure. I know some myself. There are some great, or I'll even say there's good. I don't want to over-dramatize. There are some good people in the gay and lesbian community that have been out there, that have been doing things for the community and what have you. Harvey Milk, he's the first openly elected gay person that was killed in office. That makes him a hero. Nothing else he does matters. Let's remember that. Let's remember that when you start beating on Republican candidates and such for, and I'm not just talking about the president, but others. Let's remember that you're very forgiving on your own, but nobody else's. So Matt runs a website called Barbwire, which emailed his followers Thursday with a diatribe against the LGBTQ community and the progressive political movement that supports us. And it doubled as a sales pitch, they say, but not really. That's what they're calling it. As Joe, my God, posted, the general idea is we are outnumbered, and Jared, one of the owners, Jared Valerani, the CEO of the outfit called Liberty Alliance, has come up with a plan to strike fear in the hearts of the LGBTQ community and stop us in our tracks. The plan involves a magnetic fish that he wants his troops to purchase and place on their cars. Huh. Yeah, all 27 of us. Anyway, the writer goes on and goes, I know, I'm quivering already. Interesting side note, the Emlyn Valerani is recommending just happens to be sold on a website called Patriot Depot, which just happens to be owned by Liberty Alliance. It's not a happening. They make it sound like there's this little secret thing going on behind the scenes. It's all over the website. You have to be blind and have mental issues not to be able to know all of this stuff. Liberty Alliance is plastic. Liberty Alliance is at the bottom of my website. Valerani writes, Dear fellow Christian and patriot, our nation is reeling. I turn on the news and see Bruce Jenner being celebrated for wearing a dress. Women on Instagram exploiting their bodies for fame. The music industry is selling sex drugs, selling sex and drug use and explicit language to our children. Okay? So far, he's right. Right? Think about it. Bruce Jenner went through all this stuff, was being celebrated, got Woman of the Year for really being or wearing a dress, being a woman, having breasts for 6 months. And I did it at the time. And I don't care, you guys went nuts because you can't handle the truth. I put up a list of 10 women that were much more deserving than Bruce Jenner. 10 women that were much more deserving than women that were born women that did a lot more for the community, the world community, than Mr. Jenner did. But you couldn't handle that. That made me a hater. Right? And the music industry is selling sex. Sex sells. It's a mantra of theirs. We have riots in our street as men throw rocks at police and vandalize public property. Really, yes. Right. Because that's the way to do it. The way to do it is to destroy everything, and that's how you get the point across. Anyway, protesters stomping on, burning Old Glory. I see race issues getting worse instead of better. Our kids on college campuses are being brainwashed by liberal ideology, thinking socialism would make America better. It won't. Those are my words. That's the ideology he's talking about. We have watched millions of babies get aborted each year. True. Gay marriage legalized across the nation. Now bathrooms are no longer separated by sex. Where does it all end? And he's right. Where does it all end? Are there any more foundations? Are there any more realities? Are there any more constants? Is there anything in life that's real and sure? Maybe you feel like it's hopeless to save our nation. In 70 AD, Rome came and asked, and sacked Jerusalem. They burnt everything to the ground, just as it was foretold by the prophets. But yet, a remnant remained. Today in America, there are still millions and millions of Bible-believing Christians throughout our nation. Right? He goes on to say that the homosexual population is less than 3%, transgenders less than 3%. Why are we scared? Why are we scared of so few? He is right from the standpoint of, why does everything get changed for the few? Whether it's a gay, lesbian, transgender, refugee, we can go on a list of things here. That we cater to every single group except for everyday hardworking Americans. We don't care about that. He goes on to say, we need to take back our streets, take back our cities, take back our nations for the glory of God. Men and women, and this is funny because the majority of Christians believe this. They won't do anything about it, though. They're fearful to do anything about it. They're fearful to say, if you're sitting at a table with a conversation and somebody says to you, same-sex marriage is fine and normal and acceptable and yada, 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 and I, as a Christian, open my mouth, most of these Christians won't say a word. I would sit there and say, look, I don't believe that. I don't believe in same-sex marriage. My Bible says this about homosexuality or being a lesbian or what have you. And move on without being mean or nasty or hateful. You guys have so confused. Matter of fact, no, I don't think you have. I think you've actually worked at making sure that you make people with a different viewpoint on something feel bad and feel hateful. And the Christians need to stop doing that. It is okay to disagree with somebody. And for you Christians to say, no, you're not supposed to make people feel bad, and then Jesus failed big time now, didn't he? Maybe you shouldn't follow him. He made the Pharisees and Sadducees feel bad. He made the woman that was about to be stoned feel bad. And my God, he even went and told her, where are your accusers? Go sin no more. How dare he tell her not to sin anymore? He made her feel bad because she was sinning, and he told her not to. That made her feel bad. You Christians got to grow a spine. Jared goes on to say, and I know Jared, he's a great guy. I call on you to get on your knees and pray before the holy and just God. That terrible thing to do, isn't it? No, better. We should be running around with those big sexual appendages that I told you about the other day that was happening on school campuses. That'll get your point across, won't it? He goes on to say, cry out to your God to know what to do for this country. Right? We're going to reap what we sow. Took too long to read this. But it's not too late. He goes on to talk about putting the emblem on your car to show where you stand. That is such a bad thing to do, isn't it? To show that you're a Christian that loves this country. It's a picture of a fish with a flag inside of it. How unpatriotic. How LGBTQ hateful that is. So what do? They put up a rainbow fish. And Jesus did turn people away. They're lying when they say that. I'm just jumping to the end of the article. So, I would love to get the pastor from the United Church of Christ on to give me examples where Jesus didn't turn people away. Because I got a bunch of them where he did. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a safe and great weekend.